Welcome to the world of productive laziness with myself, Peter Taylor, the Lazy Project Manager.
The Lazy Project Manager is sponsored by Tailwind Project Solutions. If you're looking for more reliable project delivery, better credibility with your clients, more efficient and effective practices, and a sound development path for your team, then get in touch. We make a difference to the way your business runs projects. From setting up project academies, coaching, mentoring, workshops, health checks, and much more. See our website, tailwindps.com, or email alex.marson@tailwindps.com to find out how we can support your business.
Well, here we are, my lazy listeners, the end of 2016 or the start of 2017. It's that New Year's Eve, New Year kind of period of time, isn't it? And I thank you for all of your support in 2016. It's this time of year that we often consider making New Year's resolutions. Now, a New Year's resolution is a tradition in which a person makes a promise to do an act of kind of self-improvement, such as losing weight, doing exercise or doing more exercise, giving up on smoking, that kind of thing. Drinking less, perhaps. The Babylonians made promises to their gods at the start of each year that they would return borrowed objects and pay their debts, apparently. And the Romans began each year by making promises to the god Janus, for whom the month of January is named. In the medieval era, the knights took what is known as the peacock vow at the end of the Christmas season each year to reaffirm their commitment to chivalrous behaviour in the coming year. But despite all of the good intentions at midnight on the last day of the year, many, if not most, do not stick to their resolutions, it seems. I certainly haven't in the past. Success appears to be somewhat elusive. The most common reason for participants failing their New Year's resolutions, according to at least one piece of research, was people setting themselves unrealistic goals. And another 33% didn't keep track of their progress, and a further 23% forgot all about their resolution completely. About 1 in 10 respondents claimed they made too many resolutions. So, lots of challenges there. There was another study by Richard Wiseman of the University of Bristol in the UK involving 3,000 people, and that showed that 88% of those who set New Year's resolutions fail, despite the fact that 52% of the study's participants were confident of success at the beginning. Men, interestingly, achieved their goal 22% more often when they engaged in goal setting, like where small measurable goals are being set, such as lose a pound a week instead of saying just lose weight, while women succeeded 10% more when they made their goals public and got support from their friends. This last year, 2016, I was again fortunate enough to travel extensively. I traveled to 11 countries. I was on a total of 51 flights. I did visit some countries more than once, the US many times, in fact, through my work with Kronos. And in total, I covered 124,000 miles. That's a lot of mileage. I presented on many topics, including the Lazy Project Manager, still popular after all this time. I presented on PMO leadership. I presented on project sponsorship and many more. But in 2017, I have a New Year's resolution, and it's one that has been nearly 12 months in the making. My new book will be released on the 13th of March 2017, and it is called How to Get Fired at the C-Level, with the subtitle of Why Mismanaging Change is the Biggest Risk of All. The idea of the book is that it offers a simple means to evaluate executive engagement in strategic change and to offer a series of very practical steps to let the person, or people, who puts the C for change into the C-Level. Now, of course, it's all about projects, but it is targeting at the highest level in organisations, so it doesn't speak projects as such. Therefore, my New Year's resolution is to engage at least 10 organisations at this C-Level and have robust conversations with them throughout the year about such matters as professional project sponsorship, investment in project management and true portfolio management, amongst other matters. I will, though, require your help to do this. The book will be out, as I said, in March. There is a presentation developed already, and there are two short, sharp, can be delivered in somewhere between 1 and 2 hours, workshops developed to engage and drive the C-level to clear understanding of challenges in this area, and offer simple, practical advice for improvement. A sort of how not to get fired at C-level plan of action, if you like. The help I need from you, if you feel this is a challenge in your own organisation, is to get me an invitation to talk to your executives, to help them see the reality and to help them make the necessary changes to become truly successful at strategic change delivery. So thank you in helping me with my New Year's resolution. And how can I help you? Well, think of this. In the very early hours of 2017, by all means, set yourself a target for personal improvement. Set yourself a target for professional improvement. Set yourself a target for improvement in the world of project management in the coming year. But remember the key lessons. One, don't overload yourself. Be realistic with what you can achieve. Perhaps set only one goal. Better achieve one goal and fail at many. Share your goals. If people know about your goal, they can A, help you along the way, and B, perhaps act as an incentive to keep going. Three, keep track. Think about how you will monitor your progress. Remember that those small measurable goals work better than a big end year target. And four, make it happen. Don't just set some goals, then forget about them. Too many people do that and achieve nothing. Instead, take action. Happy New Year to you all, and make it a productively lazy one. Thank you. There's one last thing I should do before the end of the year, of course, is offer out some thank yous. Thank yous to everybody out there in the world of project management. Thank you to all of the listeners of this podcast. It's astonishing to me that in December of 2016, you out there in the worldwide web of wonderness and project management community, you downloaded this, my podcast, my little podcast was downloaded 65,000 times. That's just amazing from where I first started. And I can remember being very excited to get my first 100 downloads. So here we are, 65,000 in 1 month. That's astonishing. So thank you. Thank you all. On LinkedIn, I've just congratulated and sent a small gift to my 11,000th LinkedIn connection. This is obviously a fairly remote community, but you know, we're all connected in some way, and if I can help in some way, then I will do my best. That's a lot of people, and I thank you. It's actually 11,002, so congratulations to the 11,000. When we get to 12,000, I'll send someone else a gift as well. On Twitter, today I checked it was 7,232 followers, which again is incredible. So please, if you're not connected to me on LinkedIn, do so. Send me an invitation. I will accept. If you're not following me on Twitter, do so, at TheLazyPM. That's me. And I thank you all for being interested, really. And I hope what I present or have presented in 2016 and intend to present in 2017 continues to be of value to you. So thank you for that. And a final thank you to Tailwind PS, the organization that sponsor these podcasts, that also working with me on the new book, How to Get Fired at the C-Level, and there'll be more information about that as we get closer to the publication date in March. So thank you once again to everybody. If I can help in some way in 2017, if I can speak at one of your events, your conferences, if I can engage your executives, if I can offer any other help, just reach out to me, www.thelazyprojectmanager.com. Once again, Happy New Year to you all, and please be lazy.